We're in Siman Tov Mem Zayin today. The Rama says Yesh Machmirin Lehistapik Mechometz Yain Shemistapik Menu Kol Hashana. Some say that you can't use wine vinegar, which you had used the entire year, as opposed to that which was left in a storage house or something like that, which you hadn't used. That would be permissible even if it was from before Pesach. But something that you had been using before Pesach already, Techashinim were concerned. Shema Nasnu Bo Mina Nisha Mina Suda V'Lefam Yishvu Erlechem. We're afraid that maybe you poured some back in that you used at the meal, and there might be some actual pieces of bread in there. But the Ramah says in our places where it's not really so common to have wine vinegar, so therefore we're not machmir on this. The Mishnah Berurah says it, and therefore even if you did use it, it's permissible because it's not easy to find other wine vinegar. So only when it's easy to find other wine vinegar will we be machmir on this. But if it's not easy, so then we would be mekel and say you don't have to be concerned for such things. Od yesh machmir, and says the Rama, v'chachila shelo l'malas min yayin v'chometz yayin toch shoshan v'pesach v'klichametz, that within 30 days of Pesach, you should not fill up any bottles of wine or wine vinegar with a chametz utensil. If the im maluhu toch shloshim, and if you did fill it up within 30 days, no hagin shelo l'shtoso v'pesach, then you should not drink it on a Pesach. V'hameka lo hifsid, but if one is lenient, then they don't lose. Kol shekein malkom shein yayin v'chometz matzoi kein nirlein. For sure, if it's a place where wine and vinegar is not common, that you would be allowed to be mekel even within 30 days. Mishnah Berurah says that if the utensil had been cleaned out, so then everyone's going to agree that it's okay to use that kli. The Ramah continues, chavas yayin shedipku nasar b'batzek. If you have a barrel of wine which you stuck some dough to the holes to close it up, to solidify the walls. It's within 2 months of Pesach, adayin rachu, it's still soft, no same time of Pesach, and therefore it will give taste of the dough into the wine, and therefore it's going to be prohibited. But if you did it before those 2 months, it's already dried out. Ain't no same time but Pesach v'shari, and it's going to be permissible. Nihu, however, says Ramayim Yish Kazayis, but like b'makom echad, if there's a kazayis of dough in one spot, chayv levarov b'shasul lichazik, then you need to burn it, even if it's only there to strengthen the barrel. It still requires a burning. Siv vav. Melech shasam v'maducha, salt which you put in a grinder. Mutter melech b'basar v'pesach. You're allowed to use that salt on Pesach to salt meat. Mishim de'enu maflu b'tzonei, because it doesn't give off any taste if it's only being used with cold. Chazanish explains what's going on over here is that this grinder already has chametz in it because you ground up some chametz salt or chametz something, spices of some sort in that grinder. So either way, we're not concerned that the salt is going to give ta'am, because it's not hot, it's cold. And even though in general we say maliach keroseach, that's not true when it comes to giving off the ta'am taste when it is cold. Siv zayin, boser shadachin kodem pesach meduchus mechumatzos, these fruits which you chop up before Pesach with a chametz grinder. Mutter lachol Pesach, you're allowed to eat that fruit on Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah says that this opinion holds that boser is not a davar charif. But according to that which we're saying, Yerodeh Simen Tzarivav, that it is a davar charif. So then, through the davar charif, it's going to give off the tam, and it's going to be a problem because you're not going to have 60 times kinegedit. And therefore, even for Pesach, you have to be machmer. The Choronim say, the makom hefse maruba, there's a case of great loss, so then you can be somech on the poskim who say that these fruits are not considered to be a davar charif. The Ramah continues, afilu im nasa b'pesach, eino asrim haya klinaki. Even if it was done on Pesach, it's going to be okay if it was clean. Avlim chatcho b'sakin shal chametz, tocha Pesach, yesha achmer, but if you cut it with a knife, a chametz took a knife, these fruits on Pesach, so then you should be machmir. Why? The stam sakin eino naki, because we assume that a regular knife is not completely clean. The eishlachat sal chametz hadavak alav, and we're concerned that there's actual chametz on that knife, which is going to be a problem. Avalim nisariv also davar b'tavshal, but if that fruit now gets mixed up in another cooked mixture, ein lacha shel hachmir less or misafik, then you don't have to be machmir. Sivchaz zesem shenizar lechatcham besakin chadasha, olives which you were careful to cut them with a new knife. Afil lo nizharu lekavshem b'keter chadasha. Even if you weren't careful to soak them in a new pot, Im Eina Basioma, if it hasn't been used within 24 hours, Mutar L'Choleyama, then everyone agrees it's going to be Mutar.